Tony Bobulinski, Joe Biden had plausible deniability in family business while compromised by CCP Link Company. By Wendell Hasebo on February 13, 2024. President Joe Biden maintained plausible deniability while his family business raked in millions from several foreign entities, including SFC China Energy Company, which compromised the president. Former Biden family business partner Tony Bobulinski told the House impeachment inquiry on Tuesday. Bobulinski's testimony is significant because he met Joe Biden in the lobby of the Beverly Hilton Hotel in May 2017 to discuss business with SFC, an entity closely linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Bobulinski is also the whistleblower who confirmed the infamous message about a stake of 10 held by H for the big guy, as referring to Joe Biden. Related video: Hunter Biden walks out of House oversight hearing before MTG has chance to ask him questions. Suspicious activity reports obtained by House Republicans show Hunter Biden's business partner, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC in 2017. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut. Walker, during his interview with investigators, said Joe Biden attended a meeting with Hunter Biden, additional business partners, and SFC chairman Yijian Ming. "I don't remember the exact time, but I remember being in Washington, D.C., and the former vice president stopped by. We were having lunch," Walker testified. "The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership," Hunter Biden told a SFC associate in 2017. That same year, in 2017, Hunter Biden told Bobulinski in a text exchange that he did not want to register as a foreign agent on behalf of SFC. Hunter, who was indicted on several counts, was not charged with violating the FARA. Bobulinski also testified that Biden enabled his son Hunter to sell access to some of the U.S.'s most dangerous adversaries, including the Chinese Communist Party. "The only reason any of these international business transactions took place, with tens of millions of dollars flowing directly to the Biden family, was because Joe Biden was in high office. The Biden family business was Joe Biden, period." Other key players have made this point clear as well. Hunter Biden himself has adamantly stated it in a variety of communications, as did another Biden family business associate, Devin Archer, in his testimony last year. Foreign nationals on the other side of these transactions, including from China, Ukraine and Romania, have also explained how and why these transactions took place. "Once again, I would call that extensive evidence. Watch, Mar-a-Lago. Biden spent 50 years in D.C. figuring out how to enrich his family." Bobulinski recalled his business relationship with Joe Biden and SFC, noting the business operations increased in 2016, the last year Joe Biden was vice president. "It is not a coincidence that SFC's aggressive approach to the Biden family happened around the same time. It is also not a coincidence that SFC used the Biden family's weakest link, Hunter Biden, and the promise of large sums of money to the tune of tens of millions of dollars initially, and eventually the profits from investing billions of dollars in the United States and around the world. The Chinese Communist Party through its surrogate, China Energy Company Limited, or SFC, successfully sought to infiltrate and compromise Joe Biden and the Obama-Biden White House. This process started in the fourth quarter of 2015 and continued through when Joe Biden left office in January 2017 to March of 2018, when SFC chairman Yi was detained for corruption in China, never to be seen again. Bobulinski said Joe Biden was aware of the deal with SFC, which had a known surrogate of the Chinese Communist Party by the U.S. government and prosecutors in the Southern District of New York as far back as 2016, possibly earlier. "Joe Biden was aware of the SFC transaction, enabled it and had a constitutional responsibility and obligation to the American people to shut it down before it began. This is because SFC had been identified as a known surrogate of the Chinese Communist Party by the U.S. government and prosecutors in the Southern District of New York as far back as 2016, possibly earlier. I would encourage Congress to gather all of the exact facts and dates. It is clear to me that alarm bells should have been going off in the Obama-Biden White House and that Joe Biden should have been aware that his own administration had red flagged SFC as a tool of the Chinese Communist Party. This should have made any business transaction with SFC a non-starter." In addition, Bobulinski said law enforcement never contacted him to speak about the Biden business, including special counsel David Weiss, who failed to indict Hunter Biden on FARA violations or mention Joe Biden in the document. United States law enforcement appears to have been singularly unwilling to speak with me or to hear the facts we will be discussing today. I have never been contacted to provide testimony nor asked to speak with anyone connected with Joe Biden's administration, including his Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Internal Revenue Service, or local law enforcement. That includes U.S. Attorney David Weiss for the District of Delaware or any of the several grand juries I now know were convened after my name became publicly known. On October 23, 2020, I voluntarily walked into the Washington field office of the FBI with several phones containing years of encrypted communications between me and numerous members of the Biden family and their associates. That conversation, which was subject to false statement statutes, lasted many hours, and was never followed up upon by anyone in government or law enforcement in any way. Rather, when the House Ways and Means Committee recently released the FBI 302 report of those meetings, Hunter Biden's lawyers laughably tried to use a single note-taking error by a junior FBI agent to accuse me, falsely, of lying about my attendance at a meeting with Hunter Biden and SVC in Miami. I was crystal clear to the agent in my interview that I was physically in Miami during that time for other things and did not attend the actual SVC meeting. Hunter Biden's lawyers should focus their energy on the facts and the extensive indictments Hunter is fighting versus creating smoke screens and distractions with their empty threats. I have only told the truth, I continue to tell the truth. I have the facts and, as we will discuss today, I also have the receipts to back them up. House investigators launched the probe into the Biden family in November 2022. They revealed Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.